I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 15th, 2018. Today is the third Monday in January, which means it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, an American federal holiday marking the birthday of the clergyman and human rights leader who was actually born on this date in 1929. King was the chief spokesman for nonviolent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. The campaign for a federal holiday in King's honor began soon after his assassination in 1968. President Ronald Reagan signed the holiday into law in 1983, and it was first observed 3 years later. At first, some states resisted observing the holiday as such, giving it alternative names or combining it with other holidays. It was officially observed in all 50 states for the first time in the year 2000. The idea of Martin Luther King Jr. Day as a holiday was first promoted by labor unions in contract negotiations. After his death, U.S. Representative John Conyers, a Democrat from Michigan, and U.S. Senator Edward Brooke, a Republican from Massachusetts, introduced a bill in Congress to make his birthday a national holiday. The bill first came to a vote in the U.S. House of Representatives in 1979. However, it fell 5 votes short of the number needed for passage. Two of the main arguments mentioned by opponents were that a paid holiday for federal employees would be too expensive, and that a holiday to honor a private citizen would be contrary to long-standing tradition, because King had never held public office. Only two other figures have national holidays in the U.S. honoring them, George Washington and Christopher Columbus, who, as far as we know, also never held public office. Soon after, the King Center turned to support from the corporate community and the general public. The success of the strategy was cemented when musician Stevie Wonder released the single Happy Birthday to popularize the campaign in 1980 and hosted the Rally for Peace press conference in 1981. 6 million signatures were collected for a petition to Congress to pass the law, termed by a 2006 article in The Nation as the largest petition in favor of an issue in U.S. history. Senators Jesse Helms and John Porter East, both North Carolina Republicans, led opposition to the holiday and questioned whether King was important enough to receive such an honor. Helms criticized King's opposition to the Vietnam War and accused him of espousing action-oriented Marxism. Helms also led a filibuster against the bill, and on October 3, 1983, submitted a 300-page document to the Senate alleging that King had associations with communists. New York Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan declared the document a packet of filth, threw it on the Senate floor, and then stomped on it. Well, we have come far since that day, more than 34 years ago, but we still have far to go. And however you observe the day, I hope you'll take time to remember the legacy of the man whose dream it was to live in an America where one day his 4 little children would not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 15th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.